You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, welcome along. This is Aaron Noonan with Castrol Supercars Weekly on your Friday afternoon. Great to have you with us as we take a look at the latest goings on in the Repco Supercars Championship at this weekend and this week, the Melbourne Super Sprint at the Formula One Australian Grand Prix. Before I get into telling you who did what this afternoon in race four of the championship, I've got to tell you about Castrol's Rego to Oil on its website, because it's there that you'll instantly know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. Just search for Rego, the number two, and oil to find out more. Well, second race of the weekend, or the week I should say, we're not quite into the weekend, for Supercars at Albert Park has been run and won. If you don't want to know the results, block your ears now. I'll give you a little bit of time. Or turn me off and come back later when you've watched it. All right, if you haven't left by now, I'll give you the results. Will Brown has picked up his seventh career Supercars race win this afternoon at Albert Park. Another win for he and Red Bull Ampol Racing. They are 4-4 in season 2024. I tell you what, it was another really good race. Lots of dicing, close racing, lots of over and under moves, plenty of people using one another up. The soft tyre really has brought the racing to life, and everyone kind of had a different time of the race on when they wanted to push on their tyres and use the best of them. So we got different times in the race that was going on. Great action. It ended up being a time-certain finish, couple of laps short of the originally scheduled 19 laps. There was a previous session delay in Formula 3 that just squeezed supercars into the end of the window. Ford fans, bad news. Cam Waters from pole position couldn't hang on. He got jumped by Will Brown at the start. He sat second but then got shuffled in some of the pack racing that was going on. He got pushed back to finish seventh at the end. The guy who was on the podium, though, for the first time at Albert Park in 9 years, Mark Winterbottom, second for DeWalt Racing and Team 18 and Charlie Schwerkold, came home strong, was right in and among it, did take advantage of Brock Feeney making a mistake in the closing stages that allowed both Winterbottom and Matt Payne to get on by. They filled out the podium. Tell you what, too, Matt Payne, two podiums in 2 days. That's the first time he's had consecutive podiums in his Supercars career. He had a buckled wheel. We saw it on the Vision after the race with Chad Nailon talking to him in the post-race interview. He clashed with Anton Di Pasquale on lap one through I call it the car park section, you know, turn four, which is normally a car park every other week of the year. Di Pasquale was a non-finisher with damage to his car. He was the only non-finisher, by the way, of the 24 in the field. Payne pressed on. He finished in position three, and that late mistake from Brock Feeney did gift him the spot, but he was right among the leaders the whole time. Will Brown had the fastest lap of the race, so he got the 5 bonus points as well. Fifth place, Feeney was fourth, by the way, was Will Davison for Dick Johnson Racing in his 550th Supercars Championship race. That's his best result since he was on the podium, third at Darwin. Remember that race that Winterbottom won last year. Nick Percat, more speed for the Bendix Camaro from Matt Stone Racing. He was sixth, Cam Waters seventh. Jack LeBrock and Todd Hazelwood, the Erebus teammates, were eighth and ninth. Tim Slade rounding out the 10 for Premier Newlon with the Camaro. David Reynolds 11th from Ryan Wood. Richie Stanaway next, Andre Heimgartner next, and Bryce Ford. I'm struggling to pick up Andre this weekend because they've got a light blue bonnet on the number 8 car for Brad Jones Racing. And when you see it from front on, you sort of kind of think it's a Cam Hill or it's a Nick Percat MSR car. So that just screws with your head completely. Tough day for Thomas Randall. He had a drama with Ryan Wood at turn one, got down the inside but came in very shallow, lost the rear, carded them both wide. No penalty for that, but he was later penalised for hitting the back of Cam Hill's car. So 15-second post-race penalty. Tommy Randall was the last place finisher, 23rd. By the way, though, if you haven't seen the Fox Sports telecast opener with him playing the piano with the Formula One theme tune, I think it's on Supercar Socials. Check it out. It's really cool. It's a really well done opener for the coverage. Speaking of things you might not have twigged with the coverage too, of course, Channel 10 are covering the Grand Prix on free-to-air starting today and the next 2 days over the weekend. Fox Sports and KO, of course, with all-day coverage from every day. But you might not have remembered this. This did happen last year, I'm pretty sure. You can see Supercar highlights on 7 Plus of an evening. I think they're going live. Check out your local guides or your 7 Plus app to see if you can catch all of that action. So tomorrow, two more qualifying sessions at Albert Park, a 14-lap race, which comes up at 5:40 p.m. local time, and then one more race on Sunday to finish things out. Will Brown leads the way for the weekend on the points so far. Of course, the Larry Perkins Trophy is on the line for the top point-scoring driver across the four races in supercars at Albert Park this weekend. So that's your update on the Castrol Supercars Weekly Podcast. I'll be back next week with another update with all the news from the Repco Supercars Championship. I'll be at the track at Albert Park tomorrow. We've got Stefan Bartholomaeus and Connor O'Brien reporting for V8 Sleuth. If you see any of us out there, say good day. The weather is due to be fantastic. Formula One qualifying day, supercars on track on Saturday, the big race on Sunday. Cannot wait to get out there and among it. Thanks for tuning in again on Castrol Supercars Weekly. I'll chat with you again next week.
Every lap in under a minute. Every move made to matter. Every decision impacting the outcome of the race. Supercars in Perth. Every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars. Unforgettable.